Yeah, Blur to start us off in Country House here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you folks. Good morning to you.
Yeah, how is it going tonight?
Not too bad at all. 8 minutes past six. Thanks a million for letting us hang out with you. Friday of a bank holiday weekend.
Can you believe it? I'm actually, do you know something? I'm not mad about weekends a lot of the time. I'd be thinking, right, there's so much not to do. but I'm actually really looking forward to this one.
Oh, I tell you, I'm tired. I'm looking forward to this break.
Yeah,
I'm tired this week.
Oh, are you? Yeah, you're
tired.
Oh,
tired.
Oh, it's been a long time listening to me with no break now. I'll give you that.
0871 880 0008 if you want to give us a shout. James has been on. Morning, guys. Hope you can get through this Friday without fidgety fingers Gallagher breaking the studio equipment.
Oh, we did have a little bit of an incident yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah.
We did.
But oh no, we're safe. He's on the air and all is good. Although, do you know the one thing I did notice? And this is, I've said this to you in the past, right? I just noticed. Now, it wasn't sent anywhere, but there was a little asterisk ready to be sent somewhere.
Oh, was there, yeah.
Right? Because in the past, right?
That's right.
People who WhatsApp the show have had replies, okay, of like asterisk, hyphen, and hashtag.
A few random letters. And then they text back and they're like, what's going on? It's me cleaning the keyboard.
It was PJ cleaning the keyboard. So they got this hieroglyphics message sent back to them.
And there was another one of them this morning, was there? Nearly.
Nearly. But he obviously missed the send button.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Oh, good stuff.
It's a
good
pity.
Stuff.
I'm going to just do them now from now on just to see what happens.
Just randomly, yeah. Anyway, listen, morning to everybody. As I say, James was on and Buddy Brennan is there and Garrett and Limerick, Rich and Tara, happy holiday. Yeah, because she's off on her jollies for a few...
Oh, that's right,
well, it's actually a couple of weeks. Actually, we'll talk to her about her at half
we'll
six.
We'll ask her now, yeah.
Yeah. Margaret's on, of course, and the Lily White is on his way to Tipperary and Pat the Plasterer is there and... who's this? Let me just see a quick check on who this person here is. Leonard in Limerick. How could I forget Leonard? Dear boy.
Dear boy.
Anyway, shall we do it? Birthdays aren't too bad for you today, actually.
Yeah. Oh, good stuff. Right, yeah.
Because in fairness, yesterday you were doing really well. We just ran out of birthdays.
Ran out of birthdays and I was there. And I've had two twice this week. So the mojo is back.
There's your song, buddy. You are. Simply the best.
Simply the rest. That's all I need.
Yeah, simply the best. Tina Turner here at Classic Hits. 14 minutes past 6 o'clock. Couple of quick hellos. Odds, happy bank holiday to you too. Thanks a million. Bose Richie's been on.
Go on, Bose Richie.
Dan and Cork, I see there, telling you to best way to clean the keyboard is in the dishwasher.
Oh, you might have a point. Depends. It's as good as the way I do
brilliant.
It, I'd say.
Absolutely brilliant. And also, we have a new listener.
Ah.
Derek, the security guard.
Hello, Derek. Good
Derek,
morning,
the security guard. And look, he's like you.
What do you mean?
He's hoping Leeds get relegated.
Yay!
Oh, my God, because he says he hasn't forgiven them from the last time they stopped Arsenal winning the league.
I was going to cheer, but he was like, oh. Yeah, because that's a double-edged hammer, that one.
Ah, no, there you go.
Nice to have you along, sir.
How are you doing, Derek? Welcome along. Right, here we go now. Come on, focus, okay? Because this this is a day we all
it's
need cake.
It's been a good
cake.
Week for me. It's going to be we all need cake. Let's face it. Let's
we all
face
need cake. Tara need in particular needs cake. She just needs hers laced with salpatine. That's all.
Oh, it's one of them. It's one of them. Oh, do you take two slices with a glass of water?
Oh, we're
gonna soluble
pay.
Cake.
We're going to pay for that. Anyway, right, come on, let's do this. Everybody needs cake. Here we go. Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes, of course. Yeah,
he's hard man actor.
Hard man actor. He was good crack for a while.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then he just kind of disappeared, did he? Oh, no, he didn't disappear. He just got a little bit older.
Yeah, I don't really know. Actually, that's a good question. What did kind of happen to him?
Remember, he was the mad vampire thing. And then he did Always Bet on Black. That was the real famous line.
What was that in again?
Can't remember.
Passenger 57,
that's
was it?
That's the one.
Yeah.
That was the one, yeah. But he always seemed like he was a bit of crack. He was a good actor too. I'm going to take a stab. He's like 54.
Not bad at all. Not bad at all. 58.
Really? Okay.
58.
Right,
you're just, that's okay. You're just getting your sights in.
Just getting your sights in.
And here's a man who I think, you know, certainly some would say would be very much on your wavelength.
Really? No.
Yeah. Jim Corr.
Jim McCabe.
Just
This is you,
just saying,
this you having a dig.
I'm not. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? You could swap tin hats and all. And
come here. I have no political tin hats. Mine are all entertainment-based tin hats. Stevie.
His aren't political either. His are just, you know... They're out there, you know.
His are all... Yeah, yeah. His are all like mad stuff. Stuff boiling, I believe, and all. But mad, like, you know what I mean? It's
lizards
all,
running the country
and, you know, COVID-19 is really spread by ice pops or whatever the hell. And it's on purpose by the government. All this rubbish. Mine, obviously, my conspiracy theories, Jim, are quite rational.
No, obviously. You're, you know, Elvis.
It was an impersonator that died during a tour. And yeah. The real Elvis couldn't get his job back. Everyone knows that.
Everyone.
True.
And obviously the other one being Stevie Wonder. Yeah.
I've seen the video, Jim.
Exactly.
He catches the
mic stand. The truth is out there, isn't it?
The truth is on YouTube.
You just need to look for it.
Yeah. I got to say that Jim Carr, that is, he's 48.
He's actually 56.
Oh, jeepers. I wouldn't have thought that.
I mean, but sure.
It's mad, isn't it?
I think we should start a conspiracy theory that he looks that young because he's half lizard.
Yeah, and in fairness, he is that age where you fall down the Facebook wormhole, isn't he? It's all people that age that are like, I can't believe I've seen a video on Facebook and it's told me the truth. Oh, jeez, you got another one bites the dust.
Here we go. Right, okay, come on, there's still plenty of time for this. What about J.K. Rowling?
Oh, J.K. Rowling, who's in an awful lot of trouble, yeah.
Tell you something.
With all trans
issues. She certainly stepped on the wrong toes there.
She really did, yeah. Yeah, she really did.
I didn't know anything about that till I saw a couple of things from your man, the Father Ted lad.
Graham Linehan.
Yeah.
Who's also in an awful lot of trouble.
He's in bother as well, is he?
Oh, he's gone. He got thrown off Twitter and everything.
Oh, my God.
Gone. Thrown off Twitter and everything, yeah. For sharing it. But he went down.
That'll teach you.
It's mad. Like, you know, J.K. Rowling does be mouthing off her sort of how she feels about it.
Mm.
But Graham Linehan, he became obsessed with it.
Did he?
Yeah, like, whatever your feelings. Like, he just literally became obsessed. Like, he couldn't talk about anything else. You know when your mate gets into something and no one has an interest in it?
Yeah.
And he tries to bring the conversation back around to it at all costs. So you're like, it ends up going, do you want to have a point? Are you allowed to have a point here?
Yeah.
It's a point that a man's drink, isn't it? What? You're like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. Gonna, look, doesn't matter.
You're like,
no, we leave it.
Do you know
we leave it, yeah.
Do you know something? I'm going to walk away. You can do whatever you want to do. I don't care, man. I got to say, J.K. Rowling is probably...
Yeah.
Oh, she's early 60s, 62.
She's only 55.
Oh, my God, that's an awful thing. Stress is an awful thing. Stress is an awful thing.
Right.
I really made a
picture. Actually, you know something? I'm going to skip over and go straight to one of the curveballs.
Right.
I'll come back to the other one in a minute. But one of the curveballs for today was going to be Harry Potter.
Harry Potter! Daniel Radcliffe himself!
No!
Oh.
That's what I mean. That was why it was one of the curveballs. Obviously, J.K. Rowling gave Harry Potter her own birthday.
Yeah, of course.
So, in other words, like, remember Niamh that used to work here was a super fan, an uber fan of Harry Potter.
Uber fan.
So I'm talking the actual fictional character.
How
old would he be today?
Right, I think that was 2000. Oh, no, it wasn't. It was 90s. It's very hard. 26.
34.
Ah, feck him anyway. Little show off.
But sure, he could look whatever age he wanted.
He's a crap Paul Daniels.
He's a wizard, Harry.
He's a wizard, Harry, yeah.
Anyway, back to one of the real ones. I liked this lad when he was in the Premier League, right? He's in Serie A now. Antonio Conte.
Conte. Yeah.
Inter Milan manager.
Yeah.
I used to like him when he managed Chelsea. All those mad Italians.
Yeah, he's got
himself and what was the City lad called? Remember the City lad? Mancini.
Yes, yeah,
No, is he a composer?
Oh
no, Roberto Mancini.
No, yeah.
No,
you're taking a Mendelssohn.
But anyway, I like all of them. But look, they always kind of wear their heart on their sleeve.
And they have that Sopranos buzz about them. I don't know what it is, don't they?
Carlo Ancelotti does.
Well,
I'd never do anything wrong on Carlo Ancelotti.
Oh, he's really...
He's full horse head in your bed.
Isn't he, yeah? Isn't he? Yeah. Referee's there with the red card in his hand. I think you find that I get an extra man. What?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you could just see the reporters at his press conferences, like, are, you know, hoping they don't say that to upset him.
Yeah. And they all start the questions. El Padre.
Yeah.
I'd like to ask him.
Yeah. El Papa. Anyway, Antonio Conte.
Yeah, he's in the 60s still. 67.
51.
Oh my God, man. Oh my God, man.
Literally. You see, that's the, you know what? I made the mistake here. It's my fault. It's my fault. I said to you, focus. I said to you to put some effort in.
I know, that was doing great.
You're better off freewheeling.
It's when you give me no hope, I do well. It's when you start off, you've no hope today. They're a really wagged bunch. I'd be surprised if you know any of them. Bang, two, one off the post. Oh. You go, you'll know these. No pressure.
Yeah, have we been within 10 years of it?
No, or this is like really bad. This is really bad.
Anyway, and now, so the only one I have left is another one of the curveballs. And I put her in because of having an amazing name. Ivan Goolagong.
Goolagong.
Goolagong. Yeah.
Goolagong.
Ivan Goolagong was an Australian tennis player who won Wimbledon twice.
Did he? Yeah. They wrote
That's
a
she.
About
it's a she.
Oh, yeah.
Don't start getting all Graham Linton on me.
Don't worry, yeah. Those are too big to step on. Ivan Goolagong. I'm going to say I haven't a clue who
right,
she
Nick,
is. Man.
I tell you, okay, just to put it in context, she won Wimbledon quite a distance apart, once in 1971.
Oh, jeez. Oh, he was me. I was going guessing the 30s, like.
And once in 1980.
Oh, yeah. She's 63.
Oh, 69.
Feck her, anyway. With a big Goolagong hanging off her.
And now you're up to date on the home of the top 100 classic driving songs all this bank holiday weekend. This is Classic Hits.
Thank you, Tara. Happy Friday to you, missus.
Happy Friday, Jim. Happy Friday.
I'm not getting a huge wave of happy Fridayness coming off you there.
I'm concentrating. I'm concentrating.
Anyway, this is not just a bank holiday
this
Friday
is
for
you. It's not just a bank holiday Friday.
You're off in your jollies.
I'm on my jollies for 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Oh my God.
And I've nowhere to go, nothing planned, like for the first time ever.
Oh my
ever.
God, you're not going anywhere.
Well, I didn't say I'm not going anywhere. I said I've nothing planned. I've nothing booked. I've nothing
It'll
planned.
It'll be spontaneous and impromptu.
Oh my God, no, the whole world would be cacking itself now.
I know. Yeah, I know.
That's amazing. I've never known you to not already have a pre-planned break.
You should put out there, you should have like an auction, like a blind auction, you know, where countries bid to have you visit them.
I think that's a fantastic idea. But obviously,
come to us, Tara.
We're obviously, it's going to be a staycation. And so, I don't know, like I've literally got no clue for the first time ever where I'm going
and
what I'm doing.
Absolutely amazing. Dude, you could play a game of Where's Tara over the next 2 weeks, and if she's spotted in Ireland, that we'll send them an ugly mug or something like that.
That'd be great, Jen.
That would be a very good idea, yeah.
I like it.
I'm not feeling the holiday vibe right now, though.
Yes. Yeah. PJ.
I'd say you were feeling it around lunchtime yesterday, though, were you?
Very true.
I don't know what you're talking about, PJ.
I think we'll all be feeling it around lunchtime today. Come on.
Tears for fears. Everybody wants to rule the world. It's almost 19 minutes to 7 o'clock. Happy Friday to you, folks. Friday of a bank holiday weekend. Hopefully you're feeling the vibe. 087-188-0008. Thanks so much for waking up happy with PJ and Jim this morning. Much appreciated. Quick shout out to a few people who've been on. Bo's Richie. Did I mention him already?
He did. Bo's
Daddy
Richie.
Cool.
Bo's Richie be beside himself today because, of course, it's the League of Ireland starting and all. But we might get into that later.
Exactly. Daddy Cool checking in as well. Also, Dan 2.0.
Oh, Dan 2.0.
He's literally leaving the sketchy roads of Newtown Shandrum and heading to Northern Ireland.
Oh, well, you keep yourself safe on the road, man.
Mind you, he's going to be in a tent. You know,
that's
big
some way to travel. How's he doing that?
There's wheels on the tent, obviously.
Of all the methods
he's going
of
to
travel.
He's going to go by air. He's going to be blown along.
It's definitely not a sound I've ever heard before. The wheels on the tent go round and round.
He's going fishing.
Oh, good stuff.
Going fishing.
Lovely, lovely. That's a great note. See, that's the thing, the long weekend. In fact, we may even get stuck into that later on about activities for the long weekend. You know what I mean? Safe activities. Come on now. Stop spreading that old yoke around again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I got a fright yesterday. So I did.
With the numbers, I know. Numbers, it was a bit, yeah, of a bit of a shocker.
I was there. Ah, pardon, this is me now.
Close the doors!
Yeah, this is me. Oh my God. Ah, so what could you expect? Yeah. That's me. That's, yeah, me all over. Yeah.
I'm outraged, but I was fully expecting
shocked
that.
Shocked by fatalism. Ah, well.
Rise, happy Friday. From who's this? Myself and blah, 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 blah. Elaine and Tala is heading up north herself, actually.
Oh,
so
good.
Enjoy it. Trucker Liam has been on. Nora has been on. English Ian has been on. Loads of people looking to register for the hit bit. Also, somebody was on to say Wesley Snipes. We're talking about Wesley Snipes and the birthdays,
his birthday,
right?
Yeah.
And apparently, according to this person, let me just see who this person is. Apparently, Wesley Snipes did time for tax evasion.
You're joking.
According to Mr. C.
Well, that'll explain why he disappeared then so suddenly, will it?
And Expendables 3 was supposed to be his big comeback.
Oh, right. And what, he did something
else? I can't remember Expendables 3.
I don't remember that either, no. I knew there was two of them. I didn't know there was a third one.
Mm.
Maybe that's why it was a comeback. If you're going to set a movie in one prison cell, it's not going to be a lot going on in it.
Yeah. It's going to be one of those like phone booth type movies.
Yeah, there go, here. Every time it goes to Snipes, he's just sitting there.
giving out that I shouldn't be in here.
Yeah, this was supposed to be my comeback. If that's all he said in his movie.
Morning to Selma as well. Thanks a million for all of the WhatsApps and whatnots. 087-188-0008. Lots for you to get involved in today. I have to say, I'm looking forward to 7 o'clock. There's a lot in 7 o'clock today. Obviously, Tara is going to be here doing another one of her...
COVID updates.
COVID updates kind of thing. COVID... And we still never came up with a title, but anyway. Her thing about COVID that, you know, you might not have heard before. That's a good title.
Yeah, I think that'll do. About the COVID that you've never haven't heard.
Also, €1,500 on the hit bit. We rounded it up for every day this week. So €1,500 we're going to play for on the hit bit. And also, we're kicking off the classic driving songs.
Oh, that's right, we are doing that.
Yeah, kicking that off and handing out goodies, driving packs or car packs. Or
we are, that's right, we're handing out the goodies now. We're actually handing them out today, are we?
Yeah,
it's
so
nice
we'll have a couple of winners an hour from 7 o'clock.
It's nice to be included, can I say that?
Yes.
You know why sometimes these things happen, right, coming into bank holidays? We've been included in the last two or whatever. But every so often it's like, and we get to do the whole morning going, and starting with Damien later today, and we get to not have anything to do with it. But we can't wait to tell you what Damien's getting to do. Oh!
By the way, did anybody...
Now we get to kick it off now.
Did anybody text Damo yesterday?
Oh my God. Yes, they did. He was freaking out.
Was he?
He was freaking
Brilliant.
Out. I got a message from someone in here saying, what did you do? Poor old Damien's in an awful state. Yeah,
really?
He was ringing someone in here saying, what happened?
What did the lads
say? What did they do on the show? Were they reading them on air and all this was going on about us? Because, yeah, for those that weren't here yesterday, Jim came up with a great idea because his WhatsApp came up with our screen and says, listen, text Damien in later and say,
pretend.
Yeah. Yet they did better than that. Someone started, they were all texting Damien saying, oh, the lads were reading out your messages on air and everything. And he was freaking out. He was freaking out.
This happened, by the way, because yesterday when PJ had his little cleaning incident, don't ask me how it happened, right?
Oh.
But we ended up in Damien Farrelly's
private
WhatsApp.
His
right?
private account,
like,
yeah.
Like, his missus and everything and all that and, you know.
But he, like, the people that he works with.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And all that and his message. And so.
And there was nothing bogey,
we didn't,
by the way.
Yeah, and we didn't read any of his messages.
No.
Well, I did read the one from Gary B. That was weird. Anyway, no, I'm joking. We didn't read any of his messages, but we decided we would sort of freak him out by getting people to text in and say to him,
yeah,
that we had.
Can't believe.
And they went for it.
They went for it. Yeah,
well played.
And the ones that seemed to freak him out the most were the ones that said, the lads were reading out your messages and everything. Oh my God. He got an awful fright. So well played, everybody. You gave him, you put the heart across him, so you do.
Oh my God. Look, Margaret was at it as well. She texted him yesterday.
Oh, that's so brilliant, yeah.
Saying, what was happening with your WhatsApp this morning, Damon? I heard PJ saying he had your personal WhatsApp open.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Oh, I have to say, well played, Jim. That
this is fantastic. Look at that. Somebody said, told him we were all very disappointed down here in Cork.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was so much crack.
Oh, oh my God, it's so much
that's crack. That's fantastic. The poor man. The poor man he's going to be hatching a revenge plan.
There was phones ringing and messages sent and everything. It was great, crack.
Brilliant. Anyway, right, so listen, so that's our kind of menu. We're kicking off with our classic driving songs. We got Tara's COVID update. We got Hitbit. All happening after 7. And if you need to give us a shout, 087-188-0008.
And now, on PJ and Jim, time for your weekly COVID update with Tara Doggan.
Yes, it is. Tara's back with us. We're going to get our weekly update on all things COVID that you may not have heard about COVID.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is my new title for it.
I liked the other one you did, the thing about COVID.
The thing about COVID that you mightn't have heard about the COVID thing.
That you mightn't have heard about the things, yeah.
Anyway, Tara, what is the story?
Anyway,
where are you taking
us? A couple of interesting snippets have emerged this week that haven't gotten much coverage in the headlines, so I thought we'd take a look at them. The first one being taller people are more at risk of catching coronavirus.
Taller people?
Oh dear, PJ.
Specifically if you're over 6 foot.
Oh, that's Jim.
Are you, I'm not over 6 foot.
Ah, yeah, you're 7 and a bit, I'd say, are you?
Unbelievable, this
yeah.
is.
Yeah, okay.
I told you about those shoes.
He's only in his heels.
Only
PJ.
In my...
Only
and
in
that's
his
weekends only.
Yeah. All right, bank holidays then.
Bank holiday.
Yeah, you'll see him coming this weekend, folks.
Head above the crowd.
Yeah, so this is basically research that's been done by the University of Manchester and the Open University. Interviewed around 2,000 people. They found taller people have a higher risk of contracting COVID-19. Specifically, as we say, people over 6 feet tall who are twice as likely to
what?
Be infected. Yes.
Wow.
Twice as likely to be infected with the novel coronavirus. There's a professor, Evan Kontopoulos. He's Greek, I think.
Well done.
Thanks. Yeah. I'm going to leave it there.
I would have thought your knowledge of all things Greek would have been very good, Tara.
Kontopoulos. There you go. Him. Anyway, he's saying that basically this is important because it further backs up the research that coronavirus spreads through the air. Height obviously wouldn't matter if it was just being spread on items, on contact surfaces.
Right.
So it's leaning, again, suggesting that downward droplet transmission is not the only mechanism and that it's aerosol transmission. So that allows the scientists to go, right. So in other words, it's not just falling down from your mouth onto surfaces
and then
picking it up. It's actually all around us and
going
it's kind of clinging into the air.
Yeah.
Exactly. And this is why they reckon the people over 6 foot are twice as likely.
Who's our tallest person in here?
I honestly would have thought it was you.
Are you joking?
Yeah.
Sure, I'm only 5'10". I'm not even close to being tall.
Ah, really?
Yeah.
Jabers, I tell
trying
you.
To think who,
of
who,
all the things I think of when I think Jim McCabe, tall is not one of them.
Do you know something? I don't want to know what you think about when you think of me, Tara. To be perfectly honest with you.
Not tall.
Keep it to yourself.
Jim.
Neville would be kind of tall.
Neville,
would he?
Yeah, he came to mind.
Oh, Neville's tall, yes. Yeah.
Is Simon tall?
No, not really.
See, I'm such a midget that everyone's tall in comparison to me.
We don't have any, like, obviously kind of tall. Sure, we don't.
I'm glad to hear it.
We're a team of short arses.
We're a team of short arses.
Yeah,
and in this instance, it's going to serve us well. It
good.
Seems.
Good.
So there you go.
No wonder we haven't had any clusters.
That's brilliant. Yeah, we've got to write that song again. Short bottom girls.
And boys.
And boys, yeah.
Okay, so the next item, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who of course is the US top virus and infectious disease expert. Himself and Donald Trump don't necessarily get on. And, you know, I know that Donald
because
Trump...
Because Fauci has a brain.
Yeah, he's into facts. That's
he's
his
into
problem.
Facts, yeah. The president of the US has been arguing back and forth with him over the merits of masks. Now, Dr. Anthony Fauci has really upped the ante. He's saying that wearing goggles or an eye shield is the way to go if you want to protect yourself against COVID-19.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. Now, theoretically, he says, you need to protect all of the mucosal surfaces. So that's your eyes, your nose and your mouth. So if you've goggles or an eye shield with your mask, then he says you should use it.
Better again.
Basically,
we're going to end up in those old style diving helmets, are we?
That's the thing, yeah, with the little porthole on the front that you open when you teach your sandwich.
Like basically stick your head in a goldfish bowl kind of thing.
Essentially, yeah. I mean, honest to God, like when you see, like, there's footage going around now on the internet of a fella wearing a pair of knickers over his head. And the thing is, the shame that he went is just get onto the bus and he's got his own boxers, like his own man knickers wrapped around his face. And you're thinking, the poor fella, he needs to get on the bus. Imagine you get to the stage where you have to have a pair of knickers and then
and
a bra over your eyes. Because you've forgotten everything, so all you could do is borrow a pair of, you know, yeah, someone else's underpants.
So your ears are the only safe bit, are they?
Well, do you know what? He actually didn't make any reference to the ears, but would ears be considered a mucosal? No,
there's
don't,
probably no mucus. If you've got mucus in your ears, you probably need, you probably have other issues.
Yeah.
The coronavirus COVID would be the less of your concerns, yeah. But there you go. He says that the only reason that they're not actually giving that as official public health advice is because they reckon it's, you know, the people firstly aren't going to pay any attention. I mean, if we're not wearing masks or if people aren't generally wearing masks.
Goggles is going to be a stretch.
Goggles will be a bit of a stretch. But he says the only reason that they're not actually making it official public health advice is because it's just easier for people to make their own face cloth themselves, covering. Yeah. And so they figure
if we get into homemade goggles, that's going to be entertaining.
I think it will, as PJ says, be a knickers and bra on your face.
It was.
Can you imagine cutting the ends out of disposable coffee cups and everything and cellophane over them and all, and she homemade goggles.
You know what? No. We might have a little challenge this morning.
We should, we should.
See amongst the four of us, he can make
Mike's
the best.
Great hat. Yeah.
He's very good, he's very creative.
He could, a bit of make and do.
Yeah, a bit of make
homemade
and do.
Goggles.
I get it all wrong now, and I'll make myself a Zorro mask. I mean, the only two things that need to be covered to be sticking right out the front.
Isn't that what Donald Trump said? He looked like the Lone Ranger in his mask. Now, finally, we need to discuss, and I have to be very careful and read this very carefully, COVID toe.
COVID toe?
COVID toe.
Oh, God, what's this?
You understand now why I had to just be very careful about that, because the wrong thing nearly came out.
Yes.
Okay, so COVID toe is a thing, right?
Right.
And it is particularly amongst younger people who catch COVID-19. It's one of those lesser known symptoms or trigger pointers that you actually have COVID. So it's painful, itchy lesions, most likely on the toes. They kind of resemble chilblains. It's like an inflammatory skin condition. And it's been given the term COVID toe. Lasts about 12 days, apparently.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Now, there is...
You better be careful, PJ, with your bad feet.
I'm telling you.
You know the way you do have the bad feet?
This is the first time I've been very nervous over the kind of thing.
Well, my fella's had an itchy toe going on now for a couple of weeks, and I'm now freaking out a bit that it could be COVID toe.
An itchy toe.
An itchy toe. Anyway, apparently...
When's the last time you changed your socks?
You shouldn't be wearing it. It's supposed to be summer. We should all be out in our sandals anyway. But apparently, this is a thing. It's a recognised condition. There is some suggestion, though, that maybe it was caused by the sedentary behaviour and the failure to wear warm footwear during the lockdowns rather than COVID-19. But I don't know. We'll stand by for the next COVID toe update.
So goggles and toe coverings are the next stage
of the fight against novel coronavirus.
If you're over 6 foot, you're not allowed out without goggles. Goggles and full shoes.
Yeah, goggles and wellies.
Well, now you know more than ever before. The COVID Update. Classic Hits.
Michael the Mechanics over my shoulder here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday. Thanks for letting us hang out with you on this bank holiday Friday. Those of us, to be fair, who are looking forward to an extra day off. Enjoy it. 087-188-0000. Wait, of course, one of the big things of the bank holiday is our classic driving songs. Loads of people making suggestions. There's plenty. They're absolutely flooding in.
Yeah.
You forget about how many good driving songs there are.
I know. That's the thing. And it's very subjective as well.
Mm.
I mean, obviously, like, there's some people just want to have roaring going on when they're driving. Roaring going on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I prefer the more laid-backy style, you know what I mean?
You'd nominate, say, your favourite. Mind you, you'd nominate it for everything, but you know, your Michael Bolton thing.
Yeah.
You'd probably regard that as a driving song, would you?
I see, I wouldn't regard that as a driving song, because I can't listen to it without closing my eyes and shouting.
Which is not ideal when you drive.
Yeah, when you're going around the roundabout. I'd be just going around the roundabout and I wouldn't come off it for the whole time the song was on. Are you lipping or like literally doing laps? I've come up full on in excitement.
Doing your Instagram shout outs.
Like fist in the air. That's the thing. There's a fine line between something you can relax to, you can jig to a bit in the car, or one that makes you completely and utterly lose your mind. And as we all know, real men love Michael Bolton.
Well, there you go. Anyway, there is another one on the way this hour. We'll have another one of the driving songs that you've nominated. I have to say, I'm not overly familiar with this one. But anyway, we'll have it for you before 8 o'clock. And remember, of course, part of it is that every time we play one of our classic hits, driving songs, we hand out one of our classic hits packs, our driving packs with the stickers and the car air freshener and the pens and all that. So if you do want to nominate something, 087-188-0008 is the number. Let us know what your favourite driving song, classic driving song is. And also still to come, of course, it is the hit bit.
The hit bit, yeah. And it's £1,500 all this week. Today, being Friday, we would love to give it away. 087-188-0008. Give us a nail WhatsApp message. But like with the money that's at stake, there's so many wrong answers there in classichots.com. Classichits.ie.
Spandau Ballet, 80s classic in gold. Very appropriate for the day that's in it today, of course. Although
Jim.
I know technically you're not in action today, but you know what I mean? It's the start.
It's the beginning, everybody. If you are a League of Ireland football fan, today is the day it kicks off, finally. Absolutely. After such a long break, again, it begins.
Yeah, Derry and what was it? Derry and Sligo, Tara said.
Sligo.
And then Pats
and Dundalk.
Yeah.
So those are the first two games out of the traps today. I can't wait.
When are you on?
Sunday. Bowls are playing Cork on Sunday. So that's the one I'm really looking forward to.
God, that's a good clash to start, isn't it?
It is good, isn't it? Yeah.
Of course, everything is still behind closed doors on all that, yeah.
But everything's still behind closed doors, but there's a new website, watchloi.ie. I tell you right now what it is. It's watchloi.ie. And if you want to pay £55, you get access to every single game in HD.
Wow.
And RTE, of course, covering a couple as well.
I was just going to say about the televising thing, because you'd imagine with... You know, that it's a captive audience, you know what I mean? Like that
very
kind
much
of
so.
With sport having been missing for so long.
Yeah,
and obviously when you can't get to see the games, if you're, you know, you'd imagine that there might be proper demand for like free to air stuff as well.
Yeah, yeah, I think there is going to be a few. I'm not sure what the free to air job is, but the Watch LOI is where they're pushing everyone towards. You can buy the matches individually
as well.
You can buy them individually for the fiver, or you can just pay £55 and get the whole lot.
You can watch the matches individually. I don't have one of them. Can you watch it on the computer? Well, if you want to do that, you can. Or you can watch them individually.
Oh, you can watch them individually. Which, you know, I'd rather...
Where's that now?
It's a big stadium. It's Bray's home stadium.
Great to have it, though. And also great that, like, this... Things like that, innovations, like the idea of... Whoever is behind this watchloi.ie.
Yeah, it's the Electricity League people themselves.
Is it?
Yeah. So it's an official site, yeah.
Because I think it's great the way sport, like as I was saying to you, even at like small club level, like our local GAA team being streamed.
It's gas, isn't it? And you like that picture where you were saying people are so mad to watch the games, they turned up in the cherry picker and they're on the JCB and they're all sitting in the bucket looking over the wall and everything.
Exactly.
People are mad for sport. My God, we can't get enough of it. And it's been taken away and it's been gone for so long, and that whole sense of sort of community that goes with it and hanging out with the lads and all of that sort of crack has been taken away. So even just to get a glimpse of it through the computer screen or the phone or your laptop or whatever
I
can't wait.
I wonder will what happened to generate more interest in League of Ireland.
Because not
everybody will have the Sky packages and the BT packages and whatever to be watching Premiership games. And I know there are some that are on free-to-air channels, you know, Sky One, because there were so many games.
And BBC for the first time ever were covering Premier League.
And stuff like that, because there were so many games, you know, that had to be crammed in a short period. But now that that's over, now that the Premier League's officially finished, there's only the kind of Europa League and Champions League stuff left. I wonder, will it generate more interest for League of Ireland?
I certainly hope so.
It deserves it.
And
it'd be interesting to see RTE's figures tonight.
I know, it would
because
be
they're up against. Are they up against? You know that comedy program with your man, the Aegis, in it.
Oh, that's a great show. That's on tonight, episode two. What's it called again?
Oh,
the Young Offenders. That's on tonight as well. Yeah.
God. RTE will own the place.
They'll be grand. 9:30. I'd say one alone. You know the result. You don't need to watch a full game of football. You know a half time. You do on a Friday. You always know a half time. I'd stick to the L's. I'd stick to the comedy. You know what I mean? Yeah, I would. I would. For the next 5 weeks, I'd stick to the comedy. You know.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Like you love your League of Ireland, but you don't love it that much.
But not enough that I would lose out.
Yeah, yeah. I'm all, like, you yeah, know, massive yourself, supporter of League of Ireland there, PJ, unless, of course, it clashes with something that he makes a few quid out of.
With the young offenders and all. That's a different thing altogether.
But anyway, it's great that it's back.
It's great that it's back. It's so good to be back.
I might have a little peek at that myself.
I'm going to have the neighbours.
What with there being
mad.
Nothing else to watch and all.
Excuse me. I saw, do you know what I'd love? Bray are playing for the first time tonight, and none of the First Division games are available to watch at all. You can't watch any First Division football. Unfortunately, yeah. it's not getting coverage. I'd love that cherry picker to look over the wall there tonight. I'd love it. I'd love to be able to hire a cherry picker and just sit in the bucket of it, looking over the wall of the Carlisle tonight, with a big stoop ahead of me. I think
and an ice cream.
And an ice cream. Yeah, of course. It goes without saying.
By the seaside.
So I'm going to have my neighbours driven mad tonight instead. I'll be, you know, sitting there now. I think I'm going to get a couple of fizzies to watch the Dundalk game tonight.
Two things. Who are your, obviously, how are you thinking Bows will go this year?
I think they'll do good. Yeah. I mean, they're third going in after there was only four games, I think it was, or five games maybe.
Of course, that's what am I saying this year? It's like a new season, but it feels like
a totally new season.
And then, who are favourites? Then to
it's Dundalk and Rovers at the top are the two.
But Dundalk are still favourites.
Dundalk overall favourites, yeah.
Right, yeah.
And then Rovers, of course, they'll have an awful smell of themselves now at the moment. Which, oh japers, isn't it great?
Yeah, one I have to, as I was saying to PJ earlier on, one I'm not that familiar with, but you love it.
I love that song. No riding on my own. It's a great old song, that one, yeah.
Tom Cochrane and Life is a Highway, another driving classic here at Classic Hits. Right across the bank holiday weekend, it is the classic driving songs, the ones that you nominated as the best of them, your favourites. And of course, every time we play one, somebody wins. This time around, it's Ian MacDonald. Ian MacDonald, well done, sir.
Good on you, Ian MacDonald. Thank you very much for that one.
Yeah, you've just won yourself the car driving pack. The driving pack.
You're after sending them through the ceiling. There you are with the
You
excitement.
Won a car! No, you didn't. You won a driving pack. It's got the car stickers, and it's got the car air freshener and the pens and there's various other bits and pieces in there. But Ian MacDonald, our winner this time. And of course, lots of opportunities to nominate your favourite driving song, a classic driving song, your absolute favourite. We're playing them right up until a Monday afternoon, 5 p.m. So 087-188-0008.
Classic hits.
Hip it. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit. The hit bit is worth 1,500 quid. Should only be 1,490, but Jim just got so carried away.
Ridiculous.
He was there. We're giving away pens. We're giving away tenors, he says. We're not having any of this messing. So 1,500 quid. It's a big jackpot now this morning on the hit bit. Here's what it sounds like. And then it's going to be Liz Trapp that's going to play first. Hiya, Liz.
Morning.
Oh, hello, Liz. Are you talking through a sock?
Oh, sorry.
You can take your mask off.
Yeah, have you got your mask on, is it? I tell you, I know there's a lot of things wrong with us, but I don't think we have that at the moment, at least.
Oh, God, sorry, someone say something. How are you, Liz?
I'm on a bus, sorry.
Oh, you're on the bus.
Oh, my God, so you're embarrassed, are you?
Oh, that's why she was talking through the mask. Now we're after making her break the law.
Brilliant. What bus are you on?
Number 4.
Number four,
right.
She said it really quick.
Mike, will you ring the guards there and tell them there's somebody on the number 4 not wearing a mask?
Yeah. I'm not ratting out.
Yeah, don't worry, Liz, I will. If you win this, you can well afford the fine.
Well, this is it, yeah.
Right, Liz, we better get you moving on before you get in trouble. What do you think this is, Liz?
Alanis Morissette, Ironic.
Ironic, yeah.
Michael. Lads,
I am raring to give this cash away. Like, I've got one hand in my pocket. And I just can't give it away. And it's not you, Liz. Sorry.
That's not bad.
Unlucky.
That's not bad.
Get your mask back on there, Liz, and have a good day. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, lads.
Cheers.
See you, Liz. Have
Bye-bye.
A good one.
Oh, my God. That amazing. Poor woman.
Poor woman. Breaking the law and everything to try to win a few quid for the weekend. Duncan McLean. How you, Duncan?
How are you doing?
What's the crack with you, Duncan? Where are you this morning?
Kildare, County Meath.
Where did you say in County Meath?
Kildare.
All right.
God, it's a new one on us, yeah. Kildare. Where are you originally from, Duncan?
Glasgow.
Oh, I tell you, we have a fantastic story on the way after 8 that you're going to love.
I'll listen now.
Yeah, do.
Duncan, are you on a bus as well?
No, I'm in the house.
All right, okay, yeah. You're just...
Are you working from home, Duncan, is it?
No, I've got a day off today.
Oh, good for you.
Pretty good.
Happy days.
Like so, yeah.
Any, well, I suppose it's a bit ridiculous in the current environment, but any weekend plans?
I'm actually just about to go out and take up golf today.
Take up golf?
Are you serious? You're going to play your first game of golf?
First game of golf.
Oh, I tell you something. Do you know what the best thing about that is, Duncan? You'll still be better than me.
I doubt it.
Oh, my God. Well, what a way to start the weekend, by frustrating yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And so begins. But anyway.
Duncan, let's try and get you some money. 1,500 quid. What do you think it is?
I think it's wet, angel eyes.
Angel eyes. Go for a fellow Scott there as well. Right, what do you reckon then, Mike?
Do you feel you have this one, Duncan? You do? Do you?
There's confidence.
I thought you'd feel it in your fingers.
Oh, Jeperson.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear Lord.
Duncan, I apologise profusely on behalf of
the Can I just point out, Duncan, not all Irish people are like Mike. That's all I'm saying, buddy. That's all I'm saying. Listen, have a good day. Enjoy the golf.
Take care. Thank you.
Cheers, man. Take care.
Right.
You know what that means, lads?
What does that mean?
Do you know what Tuesday is?
It's
3K Tuesday.
3K Tuesday?
Yeah, if it doesn't go this afternoon.
Oh my God, that's right.
We're going to play 3K Tuesday. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, Tuesday. Yeah. Holy fart, right. I nearly hope no one wins it later then.
Yeah. Well, it's Mike that's going to play it.
Yeah. I played it yesterday as well.
Yeah.
Got a pun out in the air, lads.
Did you?
Yeah.
God, you did a pun on the spot. On the spot, yeah. Oh, impressive.
Oh, they're unbelievable.
Unbelievable there, yeah. Oh, unbelievable. You should have been there, PJ. I was brilliant.
Do you believe that wet are the hit bill?
One of our classic driving songs. You know something? It's actually impossible to listen to that song without visualising a road. Do you know that?
I know it, isn't it?
You can nearly see the road when you hear that song.
I know. You nearly want to say...
Stretching out.
Yeah, you nearly want to say, see you later, suckers, before it starts.
Brilliant. That is a genuine, bona fide, classic driving song. Boston and More Than a Feeling. We're playing them right across the weekend, the bank holiday weekend, right up until 5 p.m. on Monday afternoon. You'll hear all of the classic driving songs. And you can still continue to nominate your favourites. Get your favourite played, 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. This time around, Fergal McWalter. Well done to you, sir. Fergal McWalter is our winner this time. Picks up the Classic Hits driving pack with the stickers and the air freshener and the pens and all the other goodies in there as well. Because every time we do it, somebody is a winner, which is pretty cool.
Which is great. So thank you, everybody, for taking part and voting for the music that you're going to hear on this weekend.
Absolutely. And keep them coming, 087-188-0008. Now, in the meantime...
Jim, good news for telly fans. Good news for everybody who loves this show.
We're going into the jungle, are we?
We don't know.
You and me, in the jungle. Oh, my God, I'd be so bad at that.
We have the soundtrack and all. Jim of the jungle. Watch out for that tree.
That'd be my worst nightmare, it'd be terrible.
Same here, but listen, this is the thing, right? Because they were all saying it should be 20 years of I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here this year.
Believe 20 years?
20 years. And there was devastated, of course, and they thought that it wasn't going to go ahead because they're still trying to figure out how they're going to travel, how they're going to get a huge gang of people into one part of the world, blah, blah, blah. They've confirmed... today or yesterday, late yesterday, that there will indeed be a series of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here this year.
Wow.
What they haven't confirmed is where it's going to be. And there's an awful lot of speculation saying it's going to be in Scotland.
Scotland?
Yeah. This was rumoured 2 weeks ago and it wasn't taken very seriously. I know.
It's meant to be the outback. It's meant to be... Well, actually, now that you mentioned Scotland, to be fair, yeah.
I was going
to say it's meant to be like the edge of civilization again, now that you mentioned Scotland.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you can see the parallels. And up the north of Scotland, like in the highlands, it's not confirmed if this is the main thing. 2 weeks ago, this was released as an idea. I said, maybe they were just teasing the waters, seeing how people would take to it. They've confirmed there's going to be a show. They haven't denied the Scottish rumours. It'd be a hell of a show, wouldn't it?
That's impressive.
It'd be different. It'd be very different.
Yeah. Because obviously, you don't get many kangaroos and all the other weird stuff they have to eat and everything.
Well, you do now.
Although, having said that, I suppose you could always... There's a few things that you could substitute.
Have you never been to a chipper in Scotland? You're taking your life in your hands, man. Taking your life in your hands.
Give us a kangaroo ball.
Kangaroo's nothing. Give me a curry, give me a gravy chips and a gravy chips and I have a haggis willy with butter.
A haggis willy?
Haggis willy with butter and a gravy chips, eh?
Oh my God. Actually, to be fair, some of Scotland's famous delicacies probably would provide a bit of a challenge for the eating challenge.
Yeah.
Everything deep fried. Mars bars and all sorts.
Give me a deep fried pizza with Mars bar toppings. Like, that's the Scots eat like nobody else.
And haggis. I mean, haggis is it? What's that? Is that a sheep's stomach or something?
I don't. You know something? I had a haggis over chipper in Edinburgh many years ago. And I don't know what it was. And it didn't taste so bad. But I had heartburn for 4 years after. 4 years. 4 years I had heartburn after.
So they might actually come up with a few ideas for the delicacies.
Oh, it'd be great, wouldn't it? Yeah. They'd be like, they'd line up three things and you'd have to pick one of them. And they'd be like, you have to guzzle 3 litres or 3 litres
of Iron Brew.
Have a haggis or a dog poo we found on a road in Glasgow. And you'd have to be, oh my God, I can't imagine gobbling any of them.
And then the non-eating challenges would be, right, to win meals for camp, you've got to put on this Celtic jersey and go to these three well-known Rangers pubs.
Oh my God, Jim, this could be the best show of all time.
Forget about obstacle courses. That'd be running the gauntlet or wearing a Rangers jersey running through the Celtic part of town.
It'd be amazing. You have to headbutt your four different people in 5 seconds. You have to control those headbutts and all. Oh, it'd be brilliant.
What they call that? The Glasgow kiss. You've got to give a Glasgow kiss to these four people.
Yeah, bang.
I mean, my God, Scotland is shaping up to be a cracking destination
It could be a whole new world. It'd be absolutely amazing.
Yeah. And then, of course, the other thing as well is then, so we're doing the eating challenges, right, with the haggis and all the mad stuff, right, and then the physical challenges, and then the intellectual challenges is you've got to translate what this person is saying. Hey, ref, is it ever
there in the, you know, post-match interviews with Alex Ferguson from 1986 when he first got the job. They'd be like, oh my God, this is the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. It'd be absolutely incredible. I can't wait to see this show, man.
Oh my God, I love the sound of it. Lionel Richie all night long here at Classic Hits. Almost 18 and a half minutes past 8 o'clock. Happy Friday, folks. Friday of a bank holiday weekend as we roll out the classic driving songs right across this bank holiday weekend. More to come this hour. Another winner on the way this hour as well. 087-188-0008, by the way, if you want to give us a shout. Somebody's text in or WhatsApped in, PJ. Let me see if I can give credit to this person. Always stick your name on it. Kim it is. Kim O'Connor saying that the best things from Scotland are apparently haggis, scotch pies, tomato sauce crisps.
Tomato sauce crisps, that's...
And Vimto. No, sorry. Yeah, Vimto.
Vimto. I don't know what Vimto is.
I think it's a drink of some sort.
All right, because I spent quite a lot of time in Scotland. I made a TV show in Scotland for Channel 4. So I was in Glasgow.
Lost a lot of weight that
time. Did, yeah. Oh my God, Jim. The actual state of me. But it was like, Scotland is its own universe, isn't it? You know what I mean? It's like, it's proper like Harry Potter. Like you walk through a magic train station, everything is familiar, but not familiar.
Tomato sauce crisps.
That's mad.
What's a scotch pie? What's in a scotch pie?
I don't know. Honestly, I haven't a clue. The food in Scotland is roulette. You don't know what you're getting.
Somebody's texting that Vimto is like fizzy black currant.
Right. I don't know anything about fizzy black currant. Like, it's the chippers. Like, when you get a cheeseburger, right?
Right.
This is one of the things I remember from Scotland. You get a cheeseburger. I don't know if you get a cheeseburger. A cheeseburger in Ireland is a regular... It's a very normal burger with a piece of cheese on it, right?
Right.
In Scotland, it was a batter burger with cheese under the batter smeared around the thing.
Okay.
So, basically, everything you get in a chipper in Scotland is trying to kill you. And you want to see the sausages, man. Sausages as thick as a miner's arm. You get a sausage and chips, and you get two sausages as thick as a miner's arm.
You're actually selling this to me pretty well. So, cheese on everything and large sausages.
Ah, Jim, it's like eating a pensioner's leg and chips. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. You're taking a knife in your hands.
My
man.
God, I tell you. I hope it happens now. I hope I'm a Celebrity I'd love to see what they dream of.
Freeze to death overnight, you think, wouldn't you? Because that one of the things is the jungle and why they do it there in the autumn is it keeps, at least they're not freezing at night. Yeah. It'd be proper Bear Grylls survival stuff in Scotland.
Yeah, they'd probably make them wear kilts and everything and all that sort of stuff.
Mind you, I suppose if it all goes wrong, you can always just walk up to the local petrol station and get a few snacks.
Yeah, Invisible Touch from Genesis here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Final call on the Breakfast Table Quiz. Just 5, remember. You don't need to win this week. If you can get 5 on the Breakfast Table Quiz, that could well be enough. For you. In fact, it will be enough. That's the deal,
that's
isn't it?
Five.
Get the 5 or more,
and
you can win the tickets. Final pair, of course.
It is, yeah. Can't get rid of them quick enough. A lot of demand. We haven't even been keeping score this week overall. We're just giving them away.
If you can get the 5, of course, you can win them. They do officially go on sale at 10 a.m. this morning from Ticketmaster. UB40 featuring Ali Campbell and Astro at the Three Arena, 17th of April of next year. Now, just a quick shout out to McSweeney's in Moycullen in Galway. The kids there, Scott and Abby and Clodagh, and is Mam's big fans. What's that? What does that say? Michael's had to send me a request.
Mam's big fans.
And he was in a hurry to type it.
Oh, and it's all gone a bit funny, hasn't it?
What was it meant to
say? Clodagh is the Mam.
Oh, right.
And Scott and Abby are the kids.
Right.
I don't know the other halves' name, but they're big fans of the show.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's great when you get caught out in the rush, isn't it?
Clodagh's Mam. What? I don't know what's going on.
Sorry.
Anyway, the most important thing is Scott, Abby, Clodagh, thank you.
Have a great one.
The McSweeneys and Michael. And well done, Michael.
Thank you.
That was extremely good typing considering the pressure you were
professional
under.
Professional, as always.
Right. Now, we found out something that's... It's not very often we can give PJ a big up, right? But in fairness, he's going to get a big up on this one, right?
Finally, I'm glad. I'm delighted with that now.
There's a story out today about, you know, cleaning became a big thing during lockdown because people were bored, rigid. They were cleaning every part of the house and doing it up and all sorts of strange things.
Every nook and cranny of the house and themselves.
Absolutely. But... there are forgotten places.
Everybody on the face of the earth forgets to clean one thing or one part of their house. Absolutely everybody. Lots of proud homeowners. They're very meticulous. We know that much. So it's what gets left out though, right? There's a list of things people tend to forget about.
Yeah.
So maybe we all fall into some of these. Many proud homeowners forget the vacuum brush roll. I can honestly say I've never cleaned that thing in my life.
Well,
it's never even dawned on me
to
clean
that. Well, I'm afraid I'm one up on you there because ever since I invested in my Dyson.
In your Dyson, you see your mind.
I do clean the brush roll.
I'd say though, in your gaff, in fairness, the Dyson's so good you wouldn't use it to any vacuum.
Don't be ridiculous, I wouldn't use it on a dirty floor.
Yeah, there you go, that's what I expected, yeah. You've never seen a fella wearing a Hoover. It's like watching it's like the neighbour who has a fancy car. You and your Hoover. You won't
My version of a vintage car, yeah. Where are you going with that? Avon's not even allowed to use it.
Yeah, I heard you put traffic cones out now so no one else parks their Hoover in the area and everything, I heard.
That's true.
Your Hoover's so important to you.
Yeah, so I have cleaned the vacuum brush.
Have you?
Yes.
Right, I've never done that. Another thing people tend to ignore, the toaster crumb tray.
Yeah, you forget about that.
Right.
I'm not sure our toaster has a tray.
I do turn the toaster upside down
exactly.
And bang it on the sink like that upside down. That's what I do. There's no tray in mine that I'm aware of. Also, the space below the refrigerator drawers, the fridge drawers. You know when you pick up the drawers? Some people don't take them out and clean underneath them. They just clean the drawer and then they put them back in the fridge, which I think is
what you mean, like the shelf bit?
You know the way you have like the little sort of, they look like the plastic sort of drawers you have.
Yeah,
you know?
They pull out. You're saying that what they go into.
Yeah, they clean they take the drawer out and they clean it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they put it back in. They don't clean the space where underneath it.
The fridge wouldn't really be my department.
See, there you go. Look, now we caught him. Now we caught El Smelly Fridge McCabe. Now we know.
I know, the fridge is immaculate.
Yeah.
It's just not my department.
Not your department, I guess, I understand. See, I don't have another department, unfortunately. So cleaning experts are saying what gets overlooked, right? Oven racks get overlooked. The washing machine gasket gets overlooked.
A
gasket. I'll be honest with you. I don't know what that is.
My God, that's some washing machine.
I knew my
gaskets
car had a gasket.
Turbos and everything in it, isn't it?
Feck all that. I don't clean them things. Rubber material around the door of the appliance. Oh, I always clean that. I don't like that. You know, it gets all hard and crusty and then you have to replace.
Nothing worse than dirty rubbers.
Nothing worse than a dirty rubber in the oven. Nothing worse than it, honestly. And then I forgot other filthy areas. the TV remotes.
TV remotes?
Yeah, and they've given us Sorry, I just realised what I said. So they get
I don't know what you're like. I don't know. I have no idea, Michael. I don't know what he's doing.
I'm thinking of something else.
Of course it is. Yeah, yeah.
I get distracted. I'm thinking of something else.
Yeah.
Thinking of something else.
Where were we? TV remotes. That's where we were, was it?
Yeah, so.
TV remotes.
Things that should be cleaned, but frequently.
Yes.
Apart from what you may or may not be left in an oven.
Yes, exactly.
Woo! TV remotes should be done weekly, apparently. Your game controller should be done every 2 weeks. Your earphones once a week. Your chargers every week. Your mobile phone.
I'd say a lot of people forget the earphoney things. I'd say that happens a lot.
I'm good at them.
Are you good at them, yeah?
And I'll be honest with you, trying to get myself in trouble, I clean the rubber on them very frequently, actually, because I have a little, you know, the alcohol, that rubbing alcohol we got here for hands.
You stole some, did you?
It's very good if you put it. It's very good if you put an earbud in it,
right?
And you clean your headphones with it. It's brilliant. It keeps them immaculate at all times. That's
excellent.
That's my best cleaning tip. If I was to give a cleaning tip, and you have a set of earphones, the earbud, little bit of hand sanitizing alcohol. Not now the gooey stuff. You know the alcohol.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
And then you rub it all around there.
Lovely, lovely. Mm. And your buds are clean as a whistle.
And your little buds are clean as a whistle.
There you go.
So there you go. Apart from me getting slightly distracted in the middle there, I think, to be honest with you...
But the other thing, you never mentioned any of the computery stuff. All that.
So your keyboard
and that's the very thing
mouse.
That you deserve the most big up for, because nobody could ever accuse you of not cleaning your keyboard, even if it means the almost destruction of a radio station. You'd clean it.
I did, and it's amazing that the WhatsApp has still never come back to normal size since.
It's been broken ever since.
I cleaned the computer so much that the letters, I actually blew dust off the font.
Look,
on the screen.
I actually shouted into PJ, what are you doing? Look at the computer, what are you doing? And he stood there.
I was standing there with the...
Scrubbing his keyboard like it was one of those old-fashioned things that people used to, like a washboard.
Like to clean clothes, yeah.
Like he's scrubbing it like that. Looking at me blankly and looking back at the screen and just kept doing it. Didn't even stop.
Well, Jim was like, what are you doing? I was there, I'm cleaning the keyboard. I didn't realise, as I was cleaning, the entire place was shutting down in my hands. I was like, you know what I mean? In fact, I blame you. Yeah, you are far too casual about it. You're supposed to scream at me, Jim, not treat me like a human being.
It's one of our classic driving songs, of course. Crack and tune the Doobie Brothers. Listen to the music. Lots of people went for that one. And the driving pack this time around, it's going to Joan Kelly. Joan Kelly, well done to you, picking up the driving pack, because every time we play one of our classic driving songs, of course, we are handing out this Classic Hits driving pack. It's got the car stickers and the car air freshener and the pens and all the other bits and bobs in there as well. So Joan Kelly, you're our winner this time. You can still vote, of course, if you've got a favourite, if there's a particular driving song. PJ is desperate for somebody to vote for a bit of a Fleetwood Mac or something, aren't you, PJ? You're hoping for?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. That's exactly what I'm hoping for.
I'm sure it can't be far away. Sure it can't be far away. 087-188-0008, by the way, if you do want to nominate your own favourite classic driving song, we're playing them right across the bank holiday weekend, right up until Monday at 5 p.m.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
Final day to win yourself these tickets to see UB40 featuring Ali Campbell and Astro. They've announced the unprecedented tour, 17th of April at the Three Arena in Dublin. Next year, of course, April 2021. You can go along. Tickets are actually going on sale in little over an hour's time. They officially go on sale 10 a.m. from Ticketmaster. But your chance to win them with us and be there, enjoy the three chart-topping hits that they've had, the 70 million records they've sold, the hundreds of millions of Spotify downloads, all of those big belters like Kingston Town and Cherry O' Baby and Red Red Wine and
Surprise Surprise, was
Baby
that one
of Come
them?
Back.
I know, I know. And it's the
I think
last.
I've sold this enough, like.
I think you have, yeah, because you're...
For your benefit.
Oh, you're definitely doing it for my benefit. No one doubts you're doing it for my benefit. Five or more, and you get the last set of tickets this week. We'd, let us be honest, to say we'd love to give them away is an understatement. Mary Raftery's going to play first, or play this morning. Hiya, Mary.
Hi.
How are you, Mary? How are you getting on?
Hi, good.
What's the plans for the weekend ahead?
In work. Oh.
Oh no, really, all for the whole long weekend?
Well, no, I think I'm off on Sunday, but yeah, work.
Oh, right.
God, that's a shame.
It is a little bit.
Are you allowed to tell us what you do, Mary?
I work for TC Matthews in Arnott.
Oh, in Arnott?
TC Matthews. Yeah. Are they, what, is that carpets, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, very good. Excellent.
See there. See the Hoover enthusiast knows
well,
his carpets.
Just, I mean, yeah. Yeah.
See, Mary.
The TC Matthews carpet goes very well with the Dyson, I can tell you. But anyway. Right, listen, Mary, are you the UB40 fan? Are you doing it for somebody else? What's the story?
Well, yeah. Well, I do like listening to them now, I have to say. I do like it.
Right.
And are you all right, Mary?
Don't mind it. Pay no attention to him, Mary. Pay no attention. You just concentrate on getting yourself 5 correct answers and we'll give you these tickets. Right, you ready to go?
Yep.
Okay, here we go.
In what pastime might you use a spinner or a fly?
Fishing.
Which pop star had an album entitled The Emancipation of Mimi?
Pass.
Mariah Carey, complete the rhyme. 1, 2, buckle my shoe. 3, 4.
Knock at the door.
Appetite for Destruction was a hit album for what band?
Guns N' Roses.
The national anthem of what country begins with the words, "Oh say, can you see?"
America.
Yeah, Take That teamed up with a 1960s Scottish singer to sing Relight My Fire in 1993. Who was she?
Pass.
Lulu, what politician served as the mayor of London between 2008 and 2016?
Boris Johnson.
What British actor played Lord Grantham in Downton Abbey?
Oh, pass.
Hugh Bonneville, which musician said in an interview that his band were more popular than Jesus? John Lennon, which 1986 film sees a robot called Number 5 escape from a research centre?
Pass.
Short Circus, Emer Quinn won the Eurovision Song Contest for what country?
Ireland.
Ireland it is,
hey,
Ireland.
Hey, I think that could be the decisive one.
Snuck over
oh
the line.
Oh my God. I think that could be the decisive one. Oh, no, to be fair, you made it. I think you might have made it by one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct answers. Oh, you had the heart put crossways in this, Mary.
Yeah, Mary, I was worried for you there, and the questions were very long as well.
Tell you. But anyway, the good news is, Mary Raftery, you have won yourself tickets to see UB40 featuring Ali Campbell and Astro at the Three Arena in Dublin next year, 17th of April. Well done, you.
Thank you very much.
Happy Mary. Friday to you, Mary.
Thank you for taking them off our hands. Thank you.
Good luck, Mary. Thank Cheers.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.